The first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Hello and welcome back to Fishy Radio. I'm Dee and I'm here with Jeannie and Heather. Ladies, tell the people what's up.
Holla.
Hey, ladies.
And gents.
And gents, yes. We do have male listeners, too. Yay.
Woohoo. Yay, welcome.
But, ladies, I got an interesting email this week.
Ooh, do tell.
Yes, ma'am.
Red Snapper. They opened it for 3 additional weekends after they closed the original season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have opened it up for another weekend, so it's now open again on the 2nd and the 3rd of November. We got another weekend.
Woohoo!
That's exciting news.
Fish, fish, fish.
Thank you, Mr. DeSantis.
Yeehaw.
Exactly. I think it probably had something to do with, like, the storms and not many people
being
got
able
out
to get
catch
out.
Them, so the quotas weren't met. So yay for us.
Yay, that's that works
awesome.
Out well.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. One of the benefits of having storms, huh?
Yeah. If you call it that.
We get like hurricane makeup days during snapper season.
Yeah, right.
We get snapper makeup days.
Try to get that one off of work.
Yeah, right. Thank goodness it's the weekend.
Yeah. Yep. So I've got some interesting news besides the email.
You're full of interesting
actually,
news today.
I know, right?
That's
we
awesome,
need to keep
man.
Letting Heather
let
talk.
Her eat.
Yeah, that's right.
We found out when our show's been playing on KDWRadio.com, we've actually been having some people calling into the radio station, and we actually got a request from a listener. Not sure who it is, but thank you, whoever you are.
Yes.
We have a topic for this week. So this week, we're going to be talking about boat ramp etiquette. What to do, what not to do. And ladies, I'm going to leave this mainly up to you because I'm lucky enough I don't have to deal with it. Not yet, anyways. Because my boat's on a lift.
Super lucky.
Yes.
Super jealous.
Me too.
Yes.
Super jealous.
So what's your number one pet peeve?
Boat ramps.
Yeah. Everything
well, people.
People.
How about people? Okay. Let's go with people. Yeah, so boat ramp etiquette. That is, there is just, I don't even know where to begin with that one. So
it's
where do
like
you
a
start?
Unspoken
it really
thing
is.
About being at the boat ramp.
You know,
it's like unspoken rule.
In my mind, I think the best thing that you can do at the boat ramp is keep your feet moving.
Yeah.
Once I see your feet not moving and you're still sitting there, that's when things start to go sideways.
Yeah, well, it also, too, you know, maybe it's just me because I get freaked out when I go to the boat ramp because I don't want people to think I'm, you know, holding up the works or anything. But what about on the way to the boat ramp? I think about, okay, this is what I got to do to
right.
the boat.
Well,
try to
you
get
know,
my ducks
and that
in
really,
a row.
Yeah, that really starts at the house, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the house, you're getting everything either put in the truck or put in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're preparing for getting to the boat ramp. And so many times I see people get to the boat ramp and now they're taking the cooler from the truck
yeah,
and
no.
putting it in the boat. They're
yeah.
in line or in the boat ramp itself, backed halfway down the ramp. And now they're getting the coolers out of the truck.
Yeah.
They're getting the life jackets out of the truck. They're getting mm-hmm. put all that stuff in the boat, either put it in the boat at the house or when you get to the boat ramp or close to the boat ramp, pull off or get in the, you know, the staging area. You don't know how busy the boat ramp's going to be.
Well,
just try to have it all done before you get to the boat ramp.
Well, I'm sure you've seen and been in the boat ramp line, say at Lashley Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Marina.
Mm-hmm.
How long has that line been to the road?
Right. And it's,
I mean, there's
it's,
a lot of time for you to actually get your things in the boat.
Exactly.
Before you actually get to the boat ramp.
And that's the time that you get there, you make sure that your plug's in, you take any straps, your trailer straps off, your engine mounts or your engine blocks, if you have blocks on your motor,
mm-hmm.
make sure that your batteries are turned on,
yep.
make sure that your cooler's inside. And you do that as you're moving up in line there at the boat ramp. and always be courteous to the people behind you. If that line's super long, somebody out at the end of it might be hanging out into the street.
Yeah.
When the guy in front of you moves up, move up.
Yeah.
You know, and then by the time you get to the ramp, now you can get in the ramp, you can back your boat down, you can do mm-hmm. everything that you need to do. Your batteries are already on, your plugs in.